WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The HBO series The Sopranos ended its third season last night with an episode that dramatized one significant death, but left most storylines unresolved. TV critic David Bianculli expects most fans to be disappointed, but he's not.
You'd think people who watch The Sopranos each week, who in TV terms almost live for it, would know by now not to judge this series by the same rules as most other shows. After all, this series serves up 13 episodes of involved, intelligent, often upsetting drama, then goes into hibernation for almost a year. Fans and critics have nothing to do but watch reruns and speculate about what will happen when the series eventually returns. Meanwhile, the show's creator, David Chase, has all that time to plot and plan and figure out exactly what he wants to do next. If David Lynch and Mark Frost had been given that sort of time to make Twin Peaks, that series probably would have ended as brilliantly as it began. So when David Chase gets to the end of a season, as he did last night, it doesn't catch him by surprise. He doesn't just run out of gas or out of time. When he presents a season finale episode that slowly advances the plot in several different directions, it's because he has his eye on the bigger picture. He's producing a novel for television, and he allows things to happen when he feels they should happen. Perhaps many viewers were expecting a lot to happen last night because this season already has presented episodes of escalating violence. Dr. Melfi, the psychiatrist, was brutally raped. A dancer at the Bada Bing was killed by loose cannon mobster Ralph Cifaretto. Tony got involved with a sexy woman who turned out to be an even looser cannon. During one intense fight, he almost choked her to death. A Russian mobster was beaten, shot, and left for dead by Tony Soprano's right-hand man, Polly Walnuts. But, like Rasputin, that Russian may have more lives left. And Jackie Jr., the son of Tony's former boss, shot up a mob card game, killing one guy and shooting at two made men, including Tony's nephew, Christopher. The fate of Jackie Jr. was resolved last night, but nothing else was. The Russian didn't resurface. Tony didn't find out about Dr. Melvie's rape. Gloria, Tony's wacko ex-mistress, didn't come hunting for him. Nope, what happened was more subtle. It was a slow erosion of everything around Tony, making him vulnerable from every direction. In his mob dealings, everyone but Silvio now has a reason to betray him. And at home, Tony's daughter defied him, and his son got expelled. Then, on the eve of being shipped off to military school, suffered a panic attack. It's the same disorder that Tony has, the one that sent him to his psychiatrist in the first place. Last night, his son's attack sent him back for another session. Here are James Gandolfini and Lorraine Bracco as Tony Soprano and Dr. Melfi.
My son has panic attacks. Now, obviously, we can't send him to military school. Pediatrician said he's got that putrid, rotten Soprano gene.
It's a slight tic in his fight-flight response. It doesn't brand him as anything.
You know, it comes down to the ages. Because I remember hearing about my great-great-great-grandfather. He drove a mule cart off a mountain road. He was transporting these valuable jugs of olive oil. Probably was a panic attack.
When you blame your genes, you're really blaming yourself. And that's what we should be talking about.
If I had to guess, though, I'd say the most significant part of last night's season finale was something that seemed just the opposite. The feds decided to target Adriana, Christopher's fiancée, and dispatched a new field agent, played by Firouza Balk, to run into her at the mall and befriend her. I'm betting next season that'll be the way the federal task force finally gets the goods on Tony. I'm also betting we haven't heard the last of the Russian, or the mistress, or the rapist. And that before The Sopranos is over, Tony will come to decide that protecting his immediate family, his wife, son, and daughter, is more important than ruling over his mob family. If that's the case, I don't need a big bang-up of a season finale now. I can wait. And I'll have to. The next original episode of The Sopranos is 11 months away and counting.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.